insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to the 19th and 20th verses of this chapter.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الذين يحبون أن تشيع الفاحشة في الذين آمنوا لهم عذاب أليم. لهم عذاب أليم في الدنيا والآخرة والله يعلم وأنتم لا تعلمون.
Indeed, those who like that immorality should be spread among those who have believed will have a painful punishment in this world and the hereafter. And Allah knows, and you do not know.
ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته وأن الله رؤوف رحيم.
And if it had not been for the favor of Allah upon you and His mercy, and because Allah is kind and merciful.
Dear listeners, we said that in these verses, for leaving no doubt, the words are changed from expressing a private phenomenon into a statement of a comprehensive rule, a general rule. So it says, those that love indecency is spread in the society, they will have a painful punishment in the world and in hereafter. This means, although those people are not from among those rumor mongers, but some other people who love indecency is spread, some who provide and prepare the grounds for the others to engage themselves in this rumor mongering in the society, they will also have a very painful punishment. And in the previous episode, we mentioned the reason. Since man is of a social culture and he is a social creature, the community he is living in is like his home, his very home. So Islam is against anything that pollutes, that defiles this community, this home, because this is where he grows, where he learns, where he educates. And that's why this is very important. So backbiting is severely struggled with in Islam because it somehow divulges the secret faults and somehow, as a result, dishonors the society, the structure of the society. If we see that we are commanded to hide our faults and the others as well, one of its reasons is to prevent the sin from being widespread. So that's why Islam treats the sin like fire. When fire is stirred in a part of a society, it must be tried to put off the fire, or at least to encircle it. But if we spread fire, if we move it from one part to the other, fire will increase and no one can control it. Moreover, The importance of sin in the opinion of people in saving the superficial aspect of society are great bars against corruption. Spreading slander and sin and pretending wickedness unbar it, belittle the sin and make being involved in it easy. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said in a tradition, "One who disseminates a wickedness is like who has first committed and established it."
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
Dear listeners, disseminating a wickedness brings the result of punishment. And there is a tradition that says, one day a man came to Imam Musa ibn Ja'far alayhi salam and said, "May I lay down my life for you? One of brothers retold me something about a religious brother, the thing which I disliked. I asked him, that religious brother, but he denied it, while some of trustworthy persons narrated this." Imam Riza alayhi salam said, When something bad is uncovered about your brother, do not believe your eye and ear. Even if 50 persons take oath that he has done it, and he says he has not done it except him, do not disseminate anything that causes him disgrace and slander in the society. If you do it, you will be one of those about whom Allah says, "Inna alladhina yuhibbuna an tashi'a al-fahishatu fil ladhina amanu lahum 'adhabun aleem." Verily, those who love that indecency should be spread concerning those who believe, theirs will be a painful punishment in the world and in the hereafter. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.